This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of deep winter, the second week of the skunk and opossum moon, the first week of the sun in Aquarius, and the eighth week of the new cycle. By the end of January, deep winter moves to its close and late winter is carried into the nation by the lengthening days and the steady south winds that always follow each cold spell. The sun approaches a declination of 19 degrees on the 25th, placing it at its mid-November noontime height and marking more than 20% of the way to spring equinox. By the end of the month, normal averages break their stagnation, edging up a full degree almost everywhere above the Tropic of Cancer. Local thermometers not only see the progress within their own microclimate, but across the entire continent. Influenced by these massive meteorological changes, cardinals start mating calls half an hour before dawn. At the close of the month, the first major waves of robins and bluebirds cross the Ohio River. Resident crows, sparrows, starlings, and blue jays become more active, contributing to a substantial increase in the volume of morning birdsong. The first dandelions can be flowering, snow crocus and henbit budding. Sometimes moss is growing on logs and pussy willow catkins are expanding. Sometimes tulip and grape hyacinth leaves push out of the ground. Sometimes daylily foliage is up 3 inches and daffodil spears 4 to 8 inches. And when the sun is strong enough for all of that to happen, then flies hatch to warm themselves on the south side of your house, their soft presence tipping the delicate scales of time, and the full onslaught of change now starts to ride over the land, momentum building mightily, pulling the northern hemisphere with godlike energy of the entire solar system back towards summer. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late winter. In the meantime, listen for doves to join the cardinals with their mating calls before sunrise, a certain sign of late winter.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.